Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman here with Dr. Justin Thomason with the K-State Veterinary Health Center. In the first segment, we talked a little bit about cat health and heart health, most importantly, to specifically with cats and kind of some early detections you can kind of have on your radar when it comes to your cat's health. And again, going along with that, phone lines are open if you do have any questions for Dr. Thomason. This would be the man to ask those questions for if you have cats, really any sort of pets that might be able to pick his brain on a little bit. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And it looks like we do have a phone call. We'll see if that's for us real quick, and then we'll patch that on through. And it is. Let's go ahead. We'll start with that phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus. Hello, caller. You can go right ahead.
Yes. Earlier on the news, Ed had stories about spraying the livestock for the flies and all. I see over here at the horse stable they have face masks on the horses. Is that for fly control on the horses? Because we used to have fly problems with the cattle until I started putting out the fly parasite little gnats, and that completely cleared up the fly problem for us. I had no idea what those face masks on the horses over here at the stable were all about. Thank you for sharing your information and widening our horizons.
Nope, and thanks for the question. A little bit out of my realm with the equine, the horses, but and fly control. I'd have to know what the face mask. I haven't seen those, so I'm not exactly sure what the caller's referring to as far as those face masks and the purpose of those. So I'd have to investigate that a little bit further to educate myself on exactly what they're referring to.
Need Dr. Maybe get Dr. Daniel Thompson on the phone.
You need Dan Thompson instead of Justin Thomason.
Very close.
No, so I do large animal and some of the ag practices, but I focus more on cardiovascular health, so a lot more with heart conditions, and we do large animals, certainly, and exotics and dogs and cats mostly, but...
Does that happen quite a bit with you when you introduce yourself to folks and kind of explain kind of what you do, and just this maybe some assumption that whether it's a zebra, elephant, whatever, like you can nail it down?
No, and as veterinarians, we are trained broadly, and that's one of the good things I think about the education at K-State that we provide students is that it's a very diverse curriculum where they do large animal. So equine, ag practices, exotics, dogs and cats, there's variety there, and they certainly get a good education in managing all those different species. So, but as a specialist, you know, you go through your DVM training, which obviously I did that. It's been a few years, but as a specialist, you tend to start focusing more on a specific area. So for me, it would be more heart health and cardiovascular conditions. So a lot of the, you know, general wellness, you know, I try to keep up with. Obviously, I got pets and try to keep up with that, but certainly my knowledge base is limited, and I'm willing to admit that there's probably individuals that would better serve that than myself. But we do train our students when they do leave the veterinary health center that they get a broad education where they're able to manage most anything, and certainly they're more qualified than myself with a lot of those different conditions that I just now I'm so focused on heart health that, you know, I don't keep up probably like I should with a lot of the other stuff. Just hard to keep up with the heart health, you know, that keeps me pretty busy in itself.
But you do have some more information on heart health, kind of speaking of that. We talked about some things to look for in that first segment, but you had a little bit more information for this segment.
Yeah, I think one of the things for diagnosis of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is, you know, once a patient has a heart murmur, so a cat that sees their veterinarian has a heart murmur, we recommend pursuing diagnosis to determine whether it's hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or this benign murmur. And one of the tests that we utilize at the veterinary health center is the ultrasound of the heart, or the echocardiogram. And that allows us to visualize the heart. We measure the chambers. We can measure the wall thickness. And that's going to provide a definitive diagnosis. For those that are not able to pursue an echocardiogram, thoracic x-rays, so we can radiograph the heart, and certainly most veterinarians have that capability where they'd be able to do an x-ray of the chest cavity, evaluate for heart size. And then there's also a blood test that's available that when this heart, if you have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, there's a hormone that's produced by the heart that will be elevated in the blood. So there's a blood test that can be performed as well by veterinarians. It's kind of an early screening test. It's not definitive as a diagnosis of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, but if it's elevated, certainly we recommend pursuing more specific diagnostics such as x-rays or the echocardiogram.
Let me pause here just real quick, because I think we do have another phone call. Isn't that right, Dave? Yep. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead. Hello, caller. All right, you're on air. Go right ahead. Fire away.
Yeah, we have a cat. He's getting older. He's about 14, and he's got some kidney issues, and we know that he's, we've been told he's about stage 2 kidney failure, and just kind of curious what the symptoms might be once that does start to progress. He does seem to be doing pretty well right now, but we definitely don't want him to suffer, so just kind of knowing what to look for when that does start to progress and at what point we might want to take some further action.
Sure. And chronic kidney disease, common in cats as they get more geriatric. So that's very common, kind of age-related degeneration of the kidneys. And there's no cure for that, but there are management strategies that we try to utilize to slow progression and provide quality of life. But the symptoms that you'd watch for is if those kidneys, you know, as the kidney disease progresses, where it gets worse, a lot of times you'll start noticing weight loss and maybe a decreased appetite as well. So those are the typical symptoms that you would watch for. I would also encourage that there are management strategies that we utilize to slow progression so that it doesn't become advanced as quickly. So, you know, follow up with your veterinarian on blood work, and then they check the urine to make sure there's no infections, and there's management strategies that can be utilized based on that data, such as diets, blood pressure medications if needed, if their blood pressure's elevated, and then antibiotics if there's infections that can be utilized to slow the progression of kidney disease.
Anything else, caller?
No, I think that's it. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
And again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Just got about 2 or 3 minutes left here with Dr. Justin Thomason with K-State Veterinary Health Center. And as you were saying.
Yeah, so once we diagnose hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, question is, what do we do next? And there are therapies available. So there's medical management. So there's medications that's given by mouth. The goal of that, once we diagnose it early, is to slow progression. So beta blockers we use in cats, so atenolol, similar to people, that we utilize to slow progression of the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And then if that left atrium gets enlarged, then we want to try to prevent blood clots. So we use antiplatelet medications such as Plavix, so clopidogrel, so Plavix, and rarely, but sometimes we'll use aspirin as well to try to prevent blood clots, Plavix being better. So there are management strategies that can be utilized to slow progression of the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy once we diagnose it. And our goal with that is to prevent blood clots and try to delay the onset of that congestive heart failure, because that congestive heart failure is what ends up being life-limiting. Prior to developing congestive heart failure, these patients can live years with this heart condition. So even though they may have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, until they develop congestion, they can have a good quality of life for quite some time with medical therapy.
So the important message it seems for, especially for cat owners, that they see some of these symptoms and issues early, there are things you can do to to prolong.
There's things that can be due to slow progression and provide quality of life for quite some time. And, you know, I think the take home would be yearly wellness exams for cats and dogs, of course, but any pet, we recommend yearly wellness exams. Any patient, we recommend yearly wellness exams. If a murmur's detected, doesn't mean they necessarily have heart disease, but we would encourage people to pursue additional testing. So echocardiogram, the ultrasound of the heart, being kind of the gold standard. If that's not available, x-rays, thoracic x-rays are the biomarker, that NT-proBNP, that heart marker that can be elevated in the blood. And if anybody has any concerns with their pet, I would say to visit the veterinary health center, the cardiology service, and we'd be happy to assist in taking care of their pets.
Very good. Very good. I think that wraps it up quite nicely.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. Anytime, Dr. Justin Thomason with the K-State Veterinary Health Center. More In Focus coming up after this.